With the community still reeling from the impact of the coronavirus and ongoing protests against police brutality, this primary election is historic, and throughout Bucks County, voters like Melissa Maurer of Doylestown talked about the importance of the day.
I always believe it's very important to vote. I always vote, and I wouldn't let anything prevent me from it.
Masks were required for all voters as they practiced social distancing at polling places, and officials put up plastic screens between voters and poll workers, and hand sanitizer was at the ready for voters like Steve Rainey.
I have no problem with it whatsoever. I have everything. I think everybody's taking precautions. We see a lot of people doing these things. I have no apprehension about coming out and voting.
Many are voting from home in this election, as the county received nearly 100,000 requests for mail-in ballots. And there have been some issues with ballots throughout the county, as some ballots have proved slightly too large for some scanners. Bucks County spokesperson Larry King told WLVR News that no ballots would go uncounted, and that if ballots are found to be too big for scanners at polling places, they would be collected and sent to Doylestown, where they have larger scanners, or could be counted by hand. In Bucks County, I'm Hayden Mittman, WLVR News.